Hey there, Stoic Warriors. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of ancient wisdom for the modern man. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs your way? Like you're constantly battling against some invisible force trying to knock you down? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience those moments where things just seem not ideal. But here's the twist. What if we could turn those negative experiences into a superpower? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of Stoic philosophy and exploring a powerful technique called negative visualization. Now, before you think I've lost my mind, hear me out. This isn't about wallowing in negativity or attracting bad vibes. It's about using a little mental rehearsal to prepare for potential setbacks, build resilience, and ultimately appreciate the good stuff even more. Think of it like this. We spend so much time daydreaming about our ideal futures, but what about prepping for the unexpected? What if you could face those curveballs with calmness and grace instead of getting knocked off your feet? That's the power of negative visualization. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock this ancient Stoic secret. 1. Prepare yourself for reality. Life is unpredictable, that's a given. Trying to live in a bubble of blissful ignorance only sets you up for disappointment when things inevitably go south. Negative visualization isn't about expecting the worst. It's about acknowledging that setbacks are a part of life and mentally preparing yourself to handle them with strength. 2. Appreciate what you have. Ever heard the saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff"? Well, negative visualization takes this a step further. By imagining losing what you have, your health, relationships, possessions, you gain a deeper appreciation for these things when they're present in your life. It's like that old adage, "You don't know what you've got until it's gone." 3. Shift your perspective. Remember, negative visualization isn't about dwelling on negativity, it's about shifting your perspective. When you mentally prepare for potential challenges, you build resilience and equip yourself to face them with a sense of calmness. It's like training for a marathon. The more you prepare, the stronger and more confident you become. 4. Gain control over your emotions. We all experience a roller coaster of emotions, but negative visualization can help us navigate those ups and downs with greater control. By acknowledging that challenges are inevitable, we reduce their emotional impact when they actually occur. Instead of being swept away by fear or anxiety, we can respond with composure and make rational decisions. 5. Find strength in vulnerability. Sometimes the bravest thing we can do is admit our weaknesses and fears. Negative visualization encourages us to face those vulnerabilities head-on. By acknowledging that we're not invincible, we can build a stronger sense of self-awareness and develop coping mechanisms for dealing with adversity. Think about it. Have you ever lost something important only to realize how much you cherished it? Perhaps you had a favorite pair of shoes ripped apart on a trip, or your phone got stolen, leaving you stranded without maps or communication. At first, it felt like the world was ending, but then you realized that these things didn't define you. You learned to adapt, appreciate what you had left, and even find a silver lining in the experience. This is the essence of negative visualization. Using those what-if scenarios to build resilience and prepare for life's inevitable curveballs. It's about cultivating a mindset that embraces both joy and challenge, recognizing that they are two sides of the same coin. So, my fellow Stoic warriors, take a moment to reflect on this powerful technique. What potential challenges could you mentally rehearse? What can you appreciate more deeply knowing it might not always be there? Remember, by facing our fears head-on and cultivating resilience through negative visualization, we unlock the power to live life with greater strength, purpose, and gratitude. Ready to take action? Start today by identifying one thing in your life that you could visualize losing for a few minutes. Then, reflect on how it makes you feel and what you can do to appreciate it even more. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful Stoic principle to help you navigate the modern world with wisdom and grace. Until then, keep those Stoic muscles flexed.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.